Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 2, Episode 16. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube. Please download, subscribe, like, and share it with someone else. Share it with your family members, share it with your coworkers, your friends, your church family, and even with your haters. They would like to be blessed as well. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blood scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for another day, another opportunity, Father God. Another day that we get to come to pray to you, Father God. Another day we come to lift up the name of Jesus. Another day that we get to draw closer to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Father God, to have a stronger walk, Father God. Help us to go deeper and higher in thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. God, help us to truly be connected to the root, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to truly be connected to the vine, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Please don't allow us to be a branch, Father God, that withers and falls off, Father God, but allow us to stay to be a branch that stays connected to the vine, oh God, that stays connected to the root, Father God. Allow us to be a branch that goes deep, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow us to be anchored in you, Father God. Allow us to stand 10 toes down on your word and on your promises, Father God. Allow us to get into your word, Father God, and not just read your word, but help us to begin to study your word, Father God. Help us to study to show thyself approved. That's not just for the ministers and the elders and those who are in ministry, but that's for every born-again believer. We all should be studying to show ourselves approved. That way we can become stronger. That's where we can become better. That's where we can know what the word of God is saying to us and about us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I pray, Father God, as we read your word, Father God, that you will allow your word to take root in our hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will allow your word, Father God, to come in us, Father God, and to transform us, Father God. Transform us from darkness, Father God, into your marvelous light, Father God. Transform us from all sin, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from everything that, Father God, that's trying to separate us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, from everything that's trying to cause us to backslide, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, allow your word to take root in our hearts, Father God, allow it, Father God, to penetrate our hearts deeply, Father God, in the name of Jesus, allow your word, Father God, to come up into our minds, even as we sleep, Father God, help us to dream about your word, Father God. Help us to dream about being in your presence, Father God. Help us to worship you in our spirit, Father God, even as we sleep, Father God. Help us to wake up with songs of Zion in our mouths, Father God. Help us to wake up, Father God, not complaining about the aches and the pains, not complaining that we have to go to work another day, Father God, not complaining that the alarm clock went off too soon, Father God, but help us to wake up, Father God, with a praise. Help us to wake up, Father God, covered in the anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help us to wake up saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you, Father God, for opening my eyes, oh God. Thank you for opening my ears, Father God. Thank you for my members of my body, oh God, that I can move my toes. I can move my fingers, Lord God, that I can stand up on my own. I can get up on my own. I can get in the shower on my own. I can fix breakfast on my own. I can eat with my own teeth. Father God, help us to be grateful for everything we have. And if we're unable to do some of those things, if someone else has to do some of those things for us, Father God, help us to give thanks for the help, Lord God, that we have help, that we have home health aides, Father God, that we may have a husband or a wife or a child, Father God, or a family member or a friend that's there, Father God, to help us through it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So we all always have something to give you thanks for, Father God. in the name of Jesus, Father God. And the same way, Father God, we put out time, Father God, to go on social media. Same way, Father God, we carve out time to look at Netflix or do whatever it is that we do as a hobby. Help us to make time to spend with you, Father God. Help us to make time, Father God, to get into your word. Help us to make time to truly get into your presence. Because once we come into your presence, we won't come out the same way, but we will come out renewed. We will come out transformed. We will come out better than we were when we went into your presence, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. So I just pray for each and every person, Father God, that you will give us a rude awakening, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give us a physical, Father God, transformation. Give us, Father God, a spiritual transformation, an emotional transformation, a mental transformation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, a financial transformation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for transformation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will transform us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray that you will transform our talking, Father God. Transform our speech, Father God. Transform the way we move, Father God, and the way we act, and the way we react, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and the way we pop off, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us not to be so easily able to pop off, Father God, but help us to be easily to be able to swallow our tongue, Father God, to bite our tongue, Father God. Help us, Father God, to put it in your hands, Father God, knowing that you will fight our battles for us, and you can fight better than we can fight anyway, Father God. And when you fight for us, Father God, there's no reason for us to go to jail. If you fight for us, Father God, we can't be sued, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We can't be arrested, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for assault or for murder, Father God. So, Lord God, I pray that we will learn how to bite our tongue and allow you to fight our battles, Father God, as you continue to transform us, Father God, to be more like you, Father God. And for every minister, for every elder, for every evangelist, Father God, every apostle, every bishop, Father God, everyone who has the calling of preaching on their lives, Father God, help us to take this calling seriously, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to remember people are looking to us and people are looking up at us, Father God. Help us not to ever take any of your glory, Father God. Help us not to ever think it's about us, Father God. No matter how many people you allow us to impact, Father God, allow us to still remember it's not about us. It's always about you getting the glory. And it's always about you using us to be able to impact these people. Because if it were not for the Spirit of God, we cannot impact anyone. No one could come and get saved, Father God, if it was not for you, Lord God. So help us to remember that it's not about us. It doesn't matter how many people are in your congregation. It's still not about us. It's always about you, Lord God. We have missed it, Father God. We have lost sight that it's about you, Lord Jesus. And help us to get that back in sight. Help us, Father God, to remember that it's always about you, Father God. Help us to truly seek the kingdom of God and all its righteousness, and to know that whatever we need, it will be added unto us, Father God, and it will be added unto us in a powerful and bountiful way, Father God. So help us, Father God, to not get ahead of you. Help us always to stand behind you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to always be led by the Spirit of God. Help us not to say anything or do anything that you have not ordained for us to say or for us to do, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will close our mouths before we will say anything that you have not ordained for us to say, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, it's easy to get in self, it's easy to get in flesh. But Lord God, I plead the blood on each and every last one of us, Father God, that we will be more like you, Father God. Lord God, even when we see ourselves in the mirror, allow us not to see you, but allow us to see the presence of God on us, Father God. Allow us to see the presence, the anointing working on us and working through us, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. I pray that this prayer has touched your heart, touched your mind, touched your soul, and touched your spirit. I pray that if you are a backslider, that you will decide to give your life, to recommit your life back to Jesus. I pray that if you have never committed your life back to Jesus, that you will take this opportunity to repent of your sin. All you have to do is say, Father God, please forgive me. Forgive me of everything that I have done, everything that I have not done, everything that I have thought, everything that I was disobedient about. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, and come into my life. Make your abode in my heart. Transform me, Father God, from the inside to the outside. Make me over. Allow me to have a true connection with you. Allow me to be seriously connected to you, to the root of David, to the vine, Lord God. Help me to have a relationship, Lord God, with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I believe that God will do that for you. Do it. Do it today. You don't know the time nor the hour that the Son of Man is going to call your soul home. If he was to call your soul home right now, where would you spend all of eternity? Where would you spend? There's only two places, either heaven or hell. And even hell is going to go into the lake of fire. So where are you going to spend eternity? Don't think you have time, because a lot of people thought they had time and they did not have time. Things can happen just like that. You can leave out your house and something happened and you die tragically. You can die in your house. People have had drop dead, having heart attacks, having strokes. Anything can happen at any time. A bullet could, God forbid, could come through your window, or anything can happen to cause you to lose your life. It may just be your time. Get right with Jesus. Get right. It's not about the churches. It's not about one congregation. It's about your soul. This is a personal thing. It's not about me. This is about you having a personal connection to God, a personal relationship with God. Please, please, if you don't know him, repent on today and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. God bless you. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you and your family is my prayer. God bless you.